WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood attention whisperer. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, but nothing feels truly done? Like your brain's on autopilot, just going through the motions? You know that feeling when you realize you spent half an hour scrolling through social media and have absolutely zero recollection of what you actually saw? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be this way. This isn't just about willpower or wishing for more focus. It's about making subtle shifts in your mindset and building habits that make laser-sharp attention a natural part of your day. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. So, let's dive into 5 key things to consider when it comes to rewiring your brain for better focus. First up, awareness is your superpower. It all starts with recognizing those attention vampires. You know, that endless news cycle, social media rabbit hole, or even just that nagging inner critic whispering doubts in your ear. Once you identify them, you can start consciously choosing where to direct your energy. Think of it like a muscle car. You wouldn't leave the engine revving all day, would you? Focus on those tasks that truly matter and let go of the rest. Second, break down big goals into bite-sized chunks. Ever felt overwhelmed by a massive project? It's like staring at Mount Everest and thinking, nope, too much. Instead, break it down into smaller, more manageable steps. Think of it like climbing that mountain. You don't conquer it in one jump. Celebrate those small wins along the way. They keep you motivated and focused on the bigger picture. Third, make time for mindfulness. No, I'm not talking about spending hours in a lotus position. Just taking a few minutes each day to simply be present, focusing on your breath, noticing the sensations around you, or even just enjoying a cup of tea without distractions. This helps train your brain to stay anchored and resist those constant pulls for attention. Next up, surround yourself with focus-friendly environments. This means minimizing distractions. Put your phone on do not disturb, close unnecessary tabs on your computer, and create a designated workspace that screams productivity. Think about it like this. You wouldn't expect to perform surgery in a crowded bar, right? Your brain needs a space where it can concentrate without being bombarded by stimuli. Finally, don't be afraid to experiment. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to attention training. Try different techniques, see what works for you, and adjust your strategies as needed. It's all about finding the rhythm that makes your brain sing. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at work, facing a deadline on a crucial project. Your inbox is overflowing, colleagues are buzzing around, and you've got that nagging feeling of being pulled in 100 different directions. But instead of letting panic set in, you take a deep breath, remember your mindfulness practice, and focus on breaking the project down into smaller, manageable tasks. You silence your phone notifications, close unnecessary tabs, and create a dedicated workspace, turning your desk into a sanctuary of focus. Suddenly, the overwhelming feeling melts away, replaced by a sense of calm clarity. You dive into your work with renewed energy and precision, tackling each task one at a time. By the end of the day, you've not only met your deadline but also surpassed expectations. That's the power of mindset shifts and habits. They can transform your relationship with attention and unlock your true potential. Remember, it's a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself, celebrate those small wins, and keep pushing forward. Alright folks, that's all for today. Remember, you have the power to train your attention, create focus-friendly habits, and live a more intentional life. What are some mindset shifts or habits that have helped you stay focused? Share them in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep those brains sharp and those spirits high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.